Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Charles Borromeo, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled Reception.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his host, one of the leading Pharisees, "When you give a lunch or a dinner, do not ask your friends, brothers, relations, or rich neighbours, for fear they repay your courtesy by inviting you in return. No, when you have a party, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, that they cannot pay you back. Means that you are fortunate, because repayment will be made to you when the virtues rise again." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most famous paintings in world history is also one of the most neglected. The fact that it exists at all is almost a miracle. That painting is The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci. If you go to see it now, you will see a painting which has been reconstructed quite radically based on earlier copies made of the painting. The painting itself was using the wrong material in the refectory of a religious house, and it crumbled quite early. And at one point they seemed to have forgotten who had made it and what it was, because they actually put a door through the painting, which has been filled in partly, but means that the painting had to be redone. During the war, 1943, the building was bombed and three walls were destroyed, and the remaining wall was a wall with the Last Supper. So, as I say, very fortunate that it survived at all. It is a reconstruction, but there are ways of working out what the painter meant, ways of copying his style. After all, the greatness of a painter is an invention, not necessarily in the capacity to do something. We can imitate. And after all, that's what music does. Every time we hear a great piece of music, the players, the instrumentalists, are reconstructing that music. Every performance of a play is a reconstruction. So, doesn't mean to say it's not the real painting. Very happily, that painting is in Milan, and today we celebrate the great Saint Charles Borromeo, Archbishop of Milan, one of the great reconstructors of the church. And Milan itself still has something of his spirit, but it also has something of the spirit of the other great archbishop, or bishop, he wouldn't have been archbishop then, the other great bishop of Milan, who was Ambrose, Saint Ambrose. If I remember going to Milan for a few days, and I saw the Last Supper, but I think I remember actually the cathedral. A man there was sitting outside at a desk, so I spoke to him a bit, my very limited Italian. It turned out he was a man whose son had died of drug abuse, and he just sat there and he talked to people about the dangers of drug abuse and suggested what things you could do and what to look out for, how to help each other. That to me is very much the spirit of Charles Borromeo. And indeed the spirit of Ambrose, even though they lived in very different times in the church's history. So, the Last Supper probably wouldn't have been known to Charles Borromeo, I think, or maybe it was, but it wouldn't have been in good condition. But I think it's a great symbol of the Milan church and the spirit both of Ambrose and Charles Borromeo. The idea that we gather for the great meal. And this reading today, you might say, well, that's not to do with that, the Last Supper, is it? But actually, it's part of a large meditation or a large explanation by Christ about the nature of all suppers. Translation is a little loose. It says, when you give a lunch or a dinner, I think actually it should be breakfast or supper. You know, a morning meal or an evening meal. The Last Supper contains both. The morning meal, breakfast, is to allow you to work, could spend the day in service. The evening meal is allowed to rest to finish your day. But actually, the Last Supper is both a beginning and an end. It's the end, indeed, of a way of life, the life of ancient Israel, the beginning of a new life. And after the Last Supper, far from going to bed, Christ and his apostles go out into the darkness, waiting for the light. There's another word used in the Gospel, though, for supper. Not breakfast, not supper, not lunch, not dinner, as it says. It's rather a word that means, well, it means reception. Here it says party. It means quite literally a receiving. And of course, it's a word that we use in English, wedding receptions, for instance, where two families are gathered together by uniting of the man and woman, the becoming one flesh of them is the statement that all flesh is one. And reception, I think, is a proper title of all meals. You should always ask, who am I receiving? Who am I taking into this place? Most of us are guests, some of us are hosts, but in reality, we're always guests. We're all God's guests. Supper, dinner is itself a way of being received. And the greatest reception, of course, is the Eucharist, which began at the Last Supper. So, Charles Borromeo, Ambrose, great tradition of gathering the people, of making them feel one, of making them able to receive what is given. And you notice how many images of feasts, parties of various kinds you find in the Gospels, particularly Luke. But they're all under the one simple name. They all mean the same thing, a reception, a receiving, a bringing in. We must receive each other, accept each other. And in doing this, we share with God in the great reception of all humanity into the great supper, the great feast, the great celebration. It's what we seek. It's what God seeks. Together, let us find it. Come to the feast and be one.